Washington school districts are breathing a collective sigh of relief. The state Senate voted last night to delay the so-called levy cliff for another year. Democrat Andy Billig of Spokane said the move would bring certainty to school districts planning next year's budget.
In Spokane, in my home district, it would have been a $14 million cut.
Senate Democrats have been pushing for weeks to extend current levy capacity set to expire in 2018. Majority Republicans finally agreed, but with new accountability measures for how the money is spent. Republican budget writer John Braun said the levy cliff issue had become a distraction from the bigger job of creating a constitutional school funding system.
And I'm going to take the word of the other side of the aisle and the other side of the rotunda in the governor's office that they're committed to finishing this project this year, that this isn't just a path to kicking it down the road one more time.
The Washington House previously passed its own delay in the levy cliff. It's likely the House will now accept the Senate version and send the measure to the governor for his signature.